WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD, a Town Square Media station.
From New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 6 o'clock. I'm Patrick Lavery. Topping our report this hour, mask wearing continues in New Jersey, even for fully vaccinated people against COVID-19. For now, Governor Murphy is not ready to lift the mandate for public businesses, although he says small indoor gatherings with vaccinated New Jerseyans can be maskless, and those who are vaccinated should have no qualms about freeing their faces outside in any situation. Jersey adolescents and their parents are flocking to mega sites around the state so the kids can get their COVID vaccines. At the Burlington County site, 12-year-old Jenna Barron says she wants to be able to get together with her girlfriends and not have to worry about the virus.
I really encourage everyone to get the vaccine and help the world eliminate COVID.
She also said she wanted a vaccine because dancing and singing in school plays wearing a mask is very, very hard. A 22-year-old ice cream truck driver from Toms River fell 20 feet down an embankment of off Henry Hudson Drive in Fort Lee on Thursday. Police tell NorthJersey.com the driver lost control of the Lexi-licious ice cream truck, which wound up on its side after it went through a group of trees. The driver was hospitalized with head and neck pain at last report. Work has started to restore beaches in Ortley Beach that were damaged in a February nor'easter. Earl Asphalt is expected to truck in 15,000 cubic yards of sand to the beach, according to the Asbury Park Press. That sand continued to arrive today, and the sand mounds will be flattened with a bulldozer and spread out over the beach. A new Robert Half survey finds 38% of workers say their career has stalled since the pandemic began, and that number actually jumps to 66% for Gen Z professionals aged 18 to 24. Even more interesting, says Regional Vice President Dora Onishak.
59% of senior managers have put off promotions due to the pandemic, which has caused over 78% of them to be worried about staff retention because of the lack of promotions.
She says managers need to keep a pulse on their employees' well-being, figure out how to pay top performers well, and keep them engaged and loyal to their organization. The 16-year-old Donovan Catholic High School student impaled with a javelin during a track and field meet is recovering at home and is expected to return to school soon. The javelin became impaled several inches into the Pine Beach teen's thigh. He was conscious and alert while Toms River firefighters and EMS workers cut the javelin so he could be safely taken to the hospital. Get the latest Jersey news on your schedule on demand. Go to nj1015.com/podcast. Not a perfect weekend. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey Fast Traffic is next.
New Jersey 101.5 is your news, traffic, and weather first responders. Count on us for up-to-the-minute information from our award-winning news team.
I'm Eric Scott, topping our report this hour.
Count on us to get you around with fast traffic.
Bob Williams, New Jersey Traffic North.
Jill Byron, New Jersey Traffic South.
Count on us to keep you and your family safe with instant weather.
I'm meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
New Jersey 101.5, your first responders for news, traffic, and weather.
I'm 604, now New Jersey 101.5, fast traffic.
Couple of more problems to watch out for on 280 and Route 80. 280 West in Harrison is a crash at exit 16 and 80 West in Parsippany. In the local lanes near exit 42, there's yet another crash to watch out for. 24 has been slow coming into 287 and also coming back down to 78. Traffic on the parkway has been awfully busy. Northbound side coming up towards the Union area, back up towards 151. A lot of southbound slowdowns on the parkway, especially from 98 down towards 82. And the traffic on 287 is slowing down north near exit 10. There's a crash on the shoulder. Outer Bridge Crossing, slow coming back to the Jersey side. If you're leaving New Jersey across the Hudson, 20 minutes of the Holland Tunnel, 15 of the Lincoln, 20 to 25 upstairs and down at the George Washington Bridge. Tom Rivers, New Jersey Traffic North.
Jill Myra, New Jersey Traffic South. So, the Turnpike. We had the tractor-trailer accident by exit 4 and the 4-mile backup in each direction. It got cleared up mostly to the shoulder, but southbound, we just can't shake off this delay, and it's backed up from exit 5, Mount Holly, down through to exit 4. And then we have delays at 73 South at Maple Shade towards the Turnpike area. 295 South is tough from exit 30 at Warwick Road down to exit 26 and 76 westbound. Just past Route 130 at Market Street, we have an accident. It is off to the left shoulder. This is on the westbound side. We also have jams at 55 South Millville, exit 21, all the way down through to Route 47. Traffic every 15 minutes. Next report, 618 on New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey traffic made possible by Advanced Surgical and Bariatrics, because when it comes to your health, you deserve the best. Put your trust in one of the safest weight loss surgical programs in the country. Call 855-LOSE-IT-NJ or visit online at loseitnj.com. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones closed up 361 points. New Jersey 101.5 News Time 6:06.
Heading out tonight? Take us with you. Fast traffic, instant weather, Jersey news, and Jersey views. It's all here. Weeknights on New Jersey 101.5.
9:09 now, New Jersey 101.5, instant weather.
Believe it or not, as of this weekend, we're halfway through May, Memorial Day weekend, just 2 weeks away at this point. And the splendid warm 70s will continue this weekend, but it's not a perfect forecast. We've got increasing rain chances to talk about, too. Tonight looks great, mainly clear and seasonably cool. Lows end up around 50 degrees tomorrow morning. And tomorrow, partly sunny and nice and warm. Highs pop into the mid-70s with the slightest chance of an afternoon or evening shower. Sunday turns mostly cloudy. Our highs scale back to around the 70-degree mark. And we will be watching for a few hit-or-miss rain showers starting Sunday afternoon. Monday doesn't look like a washout, but there could be some drizzle and clouds around, turning a bit cooler, too. Monday's highs in the mid to upper 60s. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Paramus 74 degrees, Marlton 73, Plainsboro 74. Download our mobile app for breaking traffic, weather, and news alerts sent to your smartphone. It's free from New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey.